Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Superior Livestock invites you to check out their next regular video auction coming Thursday, June 1st, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 18,600 head to be offered, 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 wean calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you want more details about the auction, call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The 2017 hard red winter wheat harvest was slowed or completely stopped during the first part of the week with cooler temperatures and rain showers extending from central Texas and across southwest Oklahoma. However, harvest in most of these areas was still a week or more ahead of the normal harvest dates and resumed late last week. While the overall harvested percentage in Texas is now at 20%, cutting in the area that includes central Texas and extending northward to approximately 50 miles south of the Oklahoma border is now more than 75%. Complete. Yields in this area are still being reported in a range from 20 bushels an acre to 40 bushels an acre, with test weights ranging from 59 pounds a bushel to 65 pounds a bushel. Plains Grains now reports that Texas is 20% complete with harvest, and Oklahoma has started with 3% harvested. No other states report any measurable harvest to date. And in other news, House Republicans are speeding up efforts to pass tax reform, a key issue for agriculture, but American Farm Bureau officials say, for procedural reasons, health care reform will come first in the Senate. AFB tax advisor Pat Wolf says after the House passed its health care reform bill as part of the budget adjustment process that will require only a simple majority for the Senate to pass its version, the sequencing of health care and tax reform is now set.
The health care bill is moving through on last year's budget reconciliation. Taxes are supposed to move on this year's budget reconciliation. If they start on taxes before they finish up health care, that reconciliation for health care evaporates,
thereby forcing the Senate GOP to secure a 60-vote supermajority, including some unwilling Democrats, to pass health care reform. Wolf says the GOP would basically be giving up on health care, but it's giving up on neither health care nor tax reform.
The Senate now has to deal with the health reform legislation, and then they, too, will turn to taxes. And there's a real desire amongst Republicans in Congress and the White House to announce a single platform for tax reform so that there will be a pre-agreement or an agreement on what tax reform is going to look like so that they don't have to argue about the main principles, only deal with the details.
One big detail is how to help pay for planned tax cuts, and key Republicans have now dismissed earlier talk of a border adjustment or import tax. And Wolf recently warned lawmakers in AFB testimony to be careful about changing existing tax breaks like cash accounting and interest deductions in ways that could increase producers' tax bills despite sweeping cuts to personal and corporate tax rates. You got farm news on Ron.
The Green Tag Sales event is happening now at P&K Equipment. That means huge savings on John Deere equipment, like up to $500 off Gator utility vehicles, plus stackable financing rates. Our XUV series Gators can be packed with options and upgrades, but at their core, these side-by-sides are still a tough, durable, versatile, and powerful do-it-all machine. Take one for a spin at P&K during our May Green Tag Sales event and find out why in Oklahoma John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/31/17. Varies by model. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news for today, but remember, you can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for all of your latest agricultural news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices. For the radio, Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn. Have a great day.